Good morning. It's 6:29 a.m. on July the 9th, a Tuesday. And I have my bulldog clip clipped in my hair and it's pulling, so I need to fiddle with the microphone a bit here. Yeah, 16 and a half for the first mile. Not a great start. I did not get good tunes this morning. I had one. I had to keep skipping. Every time you skip, you get another ad, so you lose another minute. So that was kind of a pain. But 16 and a half, that's still not bad. The goal is sub 19. So I'm well under that. I can't complain. And my legs aren't complaining too badly. So yesterday I played with potatoes. That sounds funny. It was funny. It was hilarious. It was one of those. I got back from my walk, and one of the people in the Google Plus, the writers discussion group, was looking for cover feedback, and the title was Potato, Eyes on the Prize. And yeah, the pun was intended because of the potato. It was intergalactic shipping firm contracted to move potatoes. Okay. And of course he had a potato that looked more like a tater tot than a potato on the cover. To be honest, I think it looked more like a chicken McNugget than a potato. It was not clearly a potato at all. And the problem was that he used a technique that too many new beginners use, which is a really thin-lined font spread way out. And while in large view, probably on the paperback, it looked fine, in thumbnail, not so much. Because you can't really read potato in thumbnail when the line's that small, that thin. And he did some, you know, typical newbie stuff with gradient background. There were some other things that were like, okay, this cover screams self-published. Oh, including using the word by. So it's by in his name on the bottom. It's like, no, you don't do that. Not on the cover. You don't do it on the title page, for that matter. There was a time, I think, that it did go on the cover page. But that time left. I'm not quite sure why. So he had this thing, and people were talking to him about it. And it's like he had the title up in the middle of the page and the subtitle way down at the bottom. So it looked like a log line. It looked like a slug line rather than a subtitle. Because it was so separated, he'd violated the concept of proximity to make it clear what Eyes on the Prize was. So it wasn't clear. Anytime a cover isn't clear, you get trouble because there's not that much stuff that goes onto a cover. So I suggested he use a photograph of a real potato that he could take relatively easily with a cell phone camera, for that matter. And sidelight it so it looked like an asteroid that has a terminator shadow line on it. and put that on a real star field to help him get the sense of science fiction, because this is a science fiction story. And his first cover did not say science fiction. He thinks it says humor. And what it says is newbie. But it's okay. I'm probably not in his demographic because A, it's a novella. I don't, as a rule, read short. And B, the cheese factor on this is just huge. There's fun, and then there's cheese. And as much as I like cheese, I don't like to read cheese. I don't know, I may have to back off from this when it actually comes out. He's got a series of like six of these things that he's, I think what he's doing is that he's hoping he's going to be the next Hugh Howey, publishing novellas quickly. And he could do it. Somebody needs to be the next Hugh Howey. So yesterday was also a very jam-packed day. I had a lot of stuff going on in terms of appointments and daddy duty in terms of taxi cab, and there was a lot of stuff, but I did manage to do what I set out to accomplish yesterday, which was to write a little bit, wasn't very much, but to get the audio done for the first six chapters of Cowrie Catchers 5. Now, I'm pretty sure this is the last book of this series. And not a moment too soon, because I really don't need anything else on my plate. So it took most of the day, but I got through it. Some of the biggest problems, a couple of the biggest time sinks were, I went to put it on my Nook and realized it was a doc suffix and Nook couldn't read it. And when I translated it to text, it dropped all the highlighting. I should have done RTF. I could have done RTF. But what I did was that I turned it to HTML, and HTML kept the highlighting, although it tossed all the character font coloring. But it kept the highlights, and that was the important part. And so I turned it into an EPUB. And the EPUB kept the highlights, so I put the EPUB on. It's a crappy EPUB. It's just barely, you know, it's barely formatted, but it's enough for me to be able to read from. So it's another lovely day, 60-something, 64, 60, something like that. There's clouds building in from the southeast already. Yesterday they came down from the northwest. I thought we were going to get a thunderstorm out of it last night, but we didn't. Had a couple the night before. Eastward. What makes such a difference getting here early enough that the sun is not beating down on me. The straight shot east can be brutal. No, I'd say it another, I'd give it another hour. course, by then the air will be up to 75 or 80. Sun beating down on the sidewalk. That's pretty grim. Monk pole. Did you hear it? I slapped it hard this morning. So today is grind it. I gotta write it. I gotta get it off my table day. How many times have I said that? 100. It doesn't help that I've written this story like 4 times already. And I don't, well, I like, actually, I like the latest one. I don't like any of them. Oh, this latest one is probably the best shot. So a little momentum and a couple of days' work, I should see it gone. And that will feel like a huge weight off my shoulders. In part because it will be a huge weight off my shoulders. Figuratively, if not literally. Trump. I didn't get coffee. I didn't get breakfast this morning before I left, so I'm running out of steam, I think. Having trouble keeping my pace up. I went to look for a metronome app, and there are 2 free metronomes in the App Store on Google Play, but both of them wanted full network access. Really? You need full network access to run a metronome? The one that wanted to take control of my phone so it didn't do things like fall asleep or do that I sort of can understand that, but full network access. Why? What I want is tick, 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 tick. I don't want you talking to anybody. Although I had to give it to Endomondo, but that was almost understandable. Because of the social nature of the Endomondo platform. It's not that I use it for anything. I've had a couple of people ask for friend requests, and I think I've granted them, but I never share anything on Endomondo. It seems kind of eh to me. I'm not quite sure why. I don't let it tweet how much I've gone, how far I've gone, how fast I've gone. I don't put it on my Facebook page. In a lot of ways, I'm really not a good example of social presence. Other than I do this little blog every day, most days. I say every day, like I do it every day, when, like, I missed 3 days last week. It's like, I do try. That's, you know, it's like, life happens. It's one of the things that I said when I started. The quality is not going to be very good, and it's not really, you know, it is what it is. I do what I can And this last, year and a half, almost 2 years. It's been 2 years. Yeah, that's right. It's been 2 years since I lost my job. My day job. Since my day job left me. It's been 2 years. Maybe it's time I got over it. A lot of people have said that it's your depression. It's a response to losing the job. And only in the sense that it took away a huge piece of identity. It took away a large part of me. And in a lot of ways has isolated me. The only connection I have is through the internet to other people. I got just 2 kids and a wife, and that's about it. It's 2 kids, a wife, and the internet. That's my social circle. That's where my linkages are. Now, granted, I know a lot of the people, actually I know some of you who are listening to this in person because I've met you at Balticon or something. I still don't know if this is barley or wheat. It looks like it must be wheat. Because the seeds look like wheat kernels. They don't look like barley kernels. There's a bunch of grass seed here too, but every once in a while there's a little patch of wheat. Like this must have been somebody's wheat field at one point in time. Or perhaps it's Monsanto GMO gonna take over the world wheat. Stranger things could happen, I suppose. Patch of that appeared in a farmer's wheat field in Oregon, and he's never been a Monsanto customer, so how it could be in his field is an interesting question. Walking. I'm still walking. I'm still going. I'm ready for breakfast, though. I'll tell you, I need my coffee. I need my caffeine. It'd be good if I did not log on to the internet, because I'd get grumpy. Eighteen and a quarter on the back half. That's acceptable. It's not great, but it is sub 19, which is really the goal. And I don't think I really had that much more to be able to do, so. More of the story is at least get some coffee in you before you walk, I guess. Or maybe even a little something to eat. At any rate, 19 minutes and 14 seconds into this thing, I am now back at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.